Welcome to the Frank's BS Podcast with your hosts Brady Peterson and Doug Paul.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm looking for a comer. This is fucking awesome.
Hello, members of the Frank's Cup. It's Brady Peterson here. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. This is something that Doug and I thought might be a fun thing to do as we get older. You know, it's harder to engage with everybody a little bit more here and there. And we thought, well, why not try to make a podcast? Our goal is to break down on a weekly basis what happened the previous week. Try to keep everyone a little more engaged. But more than likely, this will be a three-podcast lifetime. And in 2 years, we'll never even know this existed. But, you know, nothing starts unless you start it. So let's get into the action. We're going to pick right up with Doug talking about how many people are going to listen to this, and his estimate is 4, and we'll get a little more formal as we go here, but this was just to get us going. Hey, thanks for listening in. It was great seeing everybody every day, and let me know if you want to come on the podcast. We'd love to have you.
I don't know who.
When I said 4, I meant 4 people in our league. That's the target audience for this. We'll get 33% of the audience. Well, actually, 40% because we're 2 of them. So we'll have 10 target audience members. We'll get 4 out of 10.
Yeah. We'll see. You know, I'm going to look at the analytics, determine if we need to continue on. And
All right. So what are the roles and responsibilities here? Like, how do we, are you the main host and ask, tee up the topics? This is kind of like the Grum. We've done zero prep. Episode 1.
Yeah.
I actually did do some prep. I'll bust that out later. I have an analysis I put together. But we'll save that. I did. Okay. I spent 10 minutes leading up to this doing something.
Yeah. I mean, I put a few questions. I got a few things I'm going to ask you that I kept off the records. That way it's more of a, you know, a gut reaction kind of thing.
Right.
But yeah, I'd say if you want, I'll just kind of host. You be color and we'll just
perfect
want to put any effort into this other than just bullshit for 15-20 minutes.
I think that's key. I think like the 15 minutes is the right way to do it. Otherwise we're gonna lose everyone. We're gonna lose our 4 audience members.
All right, let's get it.
Okay.
Should I do like an intro? What do you think?
Nah, people know who we are.
Okay. All right. Okay. I got a question for you. How much time did you actually put in to preparing for the auction draft, or how much have you ever actually put in?
0. And this year, the time I put into the auction draft was limited to the guillotine draft. That was kind of how I got my sense of players' values. And I actually almost asked you on Sunday how I can look at draft results on Sleeper to use our draft results as my primary research tool. But then I had saw that someone printed a sheet for me, and I went that route instead.
Yeah, and that would have been tough, too, from a super flex perspective. But well, plus, that's honestly, true, yeah. Like, our league, that league is so different because I just purely draft. I draft for 3 weeks. So, or pick players up for 3 weeks out in a guillotine. So, remember when I had like 9 guys on bye in week 7 and worked out?
I haven't even looked at that yet on either of these leagues, guillotine or this.
I actually
have no idea if I'm in bye week.
I know trouble. So, have you ever prepared much for that, for the auction draft? Because I feel like I do pretty well in everything else I play in, and I'm terrible at our league. So it's got to be the auction factor that I struggle with.
My payouts in fantasy in general have definitely dropped off as I've switched to auction. Last year was the best I've ever done in this league. My team was dominant, and then I shit the bed in the first round of the playoffs.
Jamar Chase. It's so funny too, because I remember leaving the draft being like, Doug's
sucks. Yeah. Well, it's set up for that again this year.
Super good. Did you look at the did you happen to know that you have, hold on, let me get the right number here. Give me 2 seconds. Looking on air production. Did you know that you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys on your team that did not score a single fantasy point last year? I saw that to be an interesting nugget.
Olave, Gallimore. Yeah. Hey, by the way, the Brees guy Burbs. That got shot, he got released from the hospital already. And he may avoid name. He may avoid IR entirely. We're gonna have dog busts. Hey.
No, it adds to it. It adds. No, I heard that report today and I was like, holy shit, that's gonna end up being like, what if that's the sob right there? Who do you think has the best looking team after the draft?
Yeah, I gotta look at that quick.
How do you feel about the fact your team is in the bottom of every projection right now?
You know, it's tough because I was expecting it after the picks were in because I didn't draft a defense. And I know, like, Yahoo just kind of goes off of people in starting positions. But then even when I picked up a defense, it didn't even help all that much. So,
currently projecting 0-15.
What's funny is the Merverts are actually a pretty solid looking squad. So maybe the way to draft is to truly just go over your budget and ask for forgiveness. Thank you. Yeah.
You know funny about Merv? I should pull up. Adam is like convinced that Merv is actually a secret savant and he knows better than the rest of us. But I'm not so sure.
Well, it's plausible.
Yeah. I don't know who. I really like Josh, exact same team as me, only like a young version to my old version. So it's like a lot of running backs, hit or miss wide receivers, stud tight end. Gary Noir, why is he so popular? CeeDee Lamb, Pittman, okay. Oh, I see. He's got James Conner. He's got 3 Arizona starters right now.
Ooh. Huh. See, my team, I don't have a single superstar. Unless you count Devontae, but I don't know if I do yet, but I went.
Not sure for
him. Huh?
What's the thoughts on Irv? Just shot in the dark that he's big year in store?
Yeah, I usually try to get one Viking.
Okay.
And I was going to get Greg the Leg, but then somebody else got him.
Justin Jefferson, probably.
I bit him up.
Did you listen to the initials game on Friday?
No. Did he play?
Oh. No. Have you been paying attention to the initials tournament at all?
Like their majors, or is there like something new?
No, they have like an actual tournament going on right now where they have, it's a 32 person field.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. And Sauce said it was clue number one. So it's like Sauce was playing against, who was it? Frank Vassalero, Kevin Gore, and who's the former linebacker guy for the Vikings? Chad Greenway. And on question number one, he said Fran Tarkington instead of Tarkington. And Hockey actually chimed in, was like, hey, that's not how you say it. And then Corey took it away, and then he ended up losing, and it was like a huge deal that he got fucked. But, you know, rules are the rules.
Did he throw a sauce fit?
Oh, yeah, big time, all weekend. Yeah. We may have to do these podcasts a little earlier in the night to get a little more energy.
Yeah.
And, you know, feeling a little sleepy here.
Well, There's no football yet. We have no games.
That's true. We're just talking in theory right now. All right, let's do this. Give me who you think's finishing last and who you think's gonna win. You gotta put your stamp on it so they can fucking shove it in your face when they win.
Well, I've heard Groshans won 2 years in a row, which I didn't realize. I feel like Brett is due. Brett's due for a win. I don't know if he's ever had one. He's got Mahomes. Got Rashad Bateman.
Rashad Bateman? I don't know if just not winning is a precursor to winning, is the only thing.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think he's due. And last, I'll give it to myself. I mean, I just... We'll see. I don't think it'll be me, but you never know.
Yeah, you just don't want anybody mad at you.
That's right.
Where'd Meyer finish last year?
He's been in a rough patch.
Well, what did he win? Five in a row?
Well, he won a lot, but the last few years, I feel like
Jesus. He won again in 2018. He won 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015, and then 2018. That's pretty substantial.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I wonder what he was doing. Cheating. All right.
I don't know, but right around when his kids came, he just got worse. So
all right, let's do some draft here. I'll go with my picks. I think the winner is gonna be, if it's a non-me team, I actually like Meyer's team. I'm going to go with Meyer, not me team. And dead last, I'll say the opposite of you. I'll say Brett. Sorry, Brett. Just choosing randomly, kind of. All right, let's do some draft hosting analysis, and then we'll wrap this up for week one. Over under on how many episodes we create?
4.
Okay. Being that this was day one and we pushed it back multiple times already, not feeling great about it, but I think I might push it this year. We can get to 5 total. Okay.
All right.
Goal is weekly. Probably get one after week one, and then it'll be like week 8 before we give an update.
Wait, so week with the goal is weekly Tuesday evenings, they'll be up Wednesdays? Is that how this would work? Okay.
Yeah. Let's do that. They'll be available in all your local podcast apps. If you could like and subscribe, it'd be great.
We're not currently sponsored.
Sponsored?
Certainly.
Last time I made one, Shopify sponsored it. They cannot afford to sponsor any longer. So no longer a sponsor. So the first piece of draft analysis I have is trying to use my laptop today. My space bar is extremely sticky.
Oh.
So just wanted to get that out there.
Interesting, because that's good to know. My H key has been sticky for about a month, and I think I spilled beer on my laptop at some point. So that's probably what happened. But yeah. Okay, that sucks.
Yeah, it's not great. Luckily, it's my personal laptop, some work laptop. Otherwise, that would have been really shitty.
Actually, it'd have been better if it was your work laptop. You could have brought it to yourself because you are IT and been like, I need a new one. This shit blows.
That's true, actually. Yeah, fair point. Where do you think Jake got such a huge wiener hot dogs? Those were the biggest hot dogs I've ever seen. Did you see those?
No, I went straight for the brisket and the Dunker Donuts and
the Dunker Donuts.
And your cookies or Ashley's cookies. Yeah. So I didn't hit the dogs or the brats. I know Merv brought the brats. I forgot the buns. That's my fault. I lose draft food every year. that's just the way it is. Do you think Josh has paid more for draft food than he has league fees? Does it cost him twice as much to play this league as anyone else? Because he buys, like, brisket and chicken fingers.
Yeah, and then you factor in that he had an hour and a half drive there.
Sure.
It's like, you know, so he's got $30 in, or 20, you know, let's see, probably $50 in brisket and $20 in gas.
Yep.
I actually thought about that with Travis too. I was like, Travis probably spent a good $40 driving here and back, at least.
Oh, at least, yeah. Hopefully we had a great time.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh god.
Yeah. Totally worth right. it.
Totally worth it.
He needs a new projector though. Well, last question on the spread: brisket or Canes? What's better?
Oh. I think the brisket. I mean, I love Canes.
Really?
Canes isn't quite as good not when you're not, like, in your car, like, right after you got it from the drive-thru or eating in the restaurant. But that brisket stayed pretty good the whole time. So I would say I'd vote the brisket.
I'm a huge Canes guy, so I'm going Canes. But have you noticed? I'm curious to get your take on this. So, like, when COVID happened, like, everybody started getting takeout far more than they ever did, right? Like, at least for us, we used to go to restaurants somewhat regularly, like, and eat in. And then you just started eating out or going to go everything. And maybe it's because we live a little bit further from restaurants, but I got to the point where I was like, why am I spending $45 on a takeout meal that is half warm by the time I get home and really no better than the food I'd have at home at that point?
Yeah, I agree 100%. Very, like, pizza and Chinese food are good takeout foods. Everything else, I think, sucks.
Yeah.
Do you try to take out, like, a burger and fries, it's no good.
Yeah, 100%. It's, like, super mediocre by the time you eat it. Do you, have you gotten yourself a pizza bag?
No, but I know that I don't get enough pizzas, surprisingly, to...
What
about pizza for the day? I know. I'll get that this year.
The only problem with my pizza bag now is when I'm out and about and want pizza and I don't have the bag, it pisses me off. Because the bag is that good. Get a pizza bag. Do it. hey, well, you know, we're probably not going to do one of these next week, so let's do some, should we do some quick, just real quick matchups?
We can do matchups. I can't tell you shit about mine because Whitey does that thing where he doesn't put any players in. So,
okay. All right. Let's just break that down for 1 minute before we get to matchups. That is the most fascinating thing in fantasy, I swear to God. Because he's done that for 12 years. And yeah. I don't know. Has he ever messed that up?
I don't think so. Like, that's too risky for me. I need a fallback, you know, and I'm usually on Sundays at 11:30.
I think we should check. He needs to tell us the strategy.
Yeah, I don't think he has one. I think he just likes being a dick.
Yeah, we need to get him on the podcast and have him explain his strategy here.
All right. Hey, can I throw out my analysis?
Yeah.
All right, people aren't going to be able to see this, but I'm at least going to share it with you.
Yeah.
So I looked up the returns of Apple since the league started in 2006, I believe, from for the football season. So I basically took the first week in September through the end of the year. Okay. And in 4 out of 16 years, so 25% of the years, we would have lost some money, and in 3 of those 4 years, a pretty substantial amount. 2008, we all know, shit went sideways. We would have lost almost half of our payout. But in 12 out of 16 years, we made money. In some years, 2019, we made 40%. And wow. In total, if we would have done this, we've paid out a total of in and out of $9,600, actually more than that, because I think some years we played for $100. If we'd have done this consistently, we would have made about $693. We'd have paid out $10,293. So that'd be a return of, let's see here quick.
100%.
7%. That's like your standard S&P return right there.
Wow. That's pretty cool. We should really do it because we should, I don't know, it would be a fun thing to do in that I'm sure nobody really cares about winning. Well, maybe they do. I don't know.
I mean, it's an added element of gambling because not only betting on your own performance, you're betting now on the market. And it's like, oh, am I going to get one of those shitty years where I actually win the league, but I only get a half payout because of the market tank? Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. I'm all in. I'm all in to do whatever.
The only problem with it is who's investing it, and then that guy, if he doesn't win the league, he needs to pay taxes on it. And so then you're adding it in tax, and people have different tax brackets. So we got to give that some thought.
We got to get somebody poor doing it.
Yeah, someone poor needs to invest $600 into something.
Yeah.
So.
Excellent analysis. Let's send out a survey. Yeah. We should do something where it's like risky investment, safe investment, no investment.
Oh.
That's like meme stack, regular
stock. Like the three options, you mean?
Yeah, like basically meme stock, stock, blue chip stock, no stock. Mm. Or crypto.
Crypto would be good.
Yeah.
Especially because it's so low right now.
It's so low right now. We should just throw it in Bitcoin.
So low. If we threw it in Bitcoin, that thing could double by the end of the year. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. All right, let's just look at our own matchups. Give me a break. Oh, you don't know. Well, I'll give you a breakdown of mine. Let's see, playing the Groschman, defending champ. Let's see, he's got a pretty big advantage, Herbert, Stafford, and quarterback. Pretty good advantage, I think, with Debo and Mike Williams over my wide receivers. And he's got Dalvin Cook over, I'd say Eckler and Cook are about the same. Maybe slight edge to Cook. Well, actually, Green Bay's defense is going to be real good this year. So I think Cook might not be having as good of a game as normal. And who knows about Sanders and Patterson. That's just a wild card. So I think he's better at the top. I think I'm better top to bottom, and I think I'm gonna pull it out week one.
Yeah, I like Stafford opening night.
Yeah, me too. To Allen Robinson, the new toy that they just got, they're gonna want to showcase that. That's gonna be a shootout in Buffalo.
Yep.
Gross going into the weekend of down 45, down 50.
Yeah, yeah, that's hard. That's mentally hard to. Cover
mentally sometimes. Hard to recover. Anything else you want to add?
No. Let's wrap it here. Let's not do too much too early. Let's save our energy. We've got a long season ahead of us. Excited. We got to get to at least four.
Yeah. Yeah, and I got to get I got to create an intro and an end drop. All these things.
Yep.
So and I got to figure out how to get this off of Teams and.
Yeah. Yeah, this may never air. This may never go anywhere. No, like this specific, like we might have just wasted whatever 20 minutes.
But it was good either way. So.
Yeah, it was good.
All right, thanks, Dougie. We'll talk to you next time.
All right, good luck this weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Nope, not this next weekend. Next weekend. I'm already off. Well, what the hell? We don't even have to do it next weekend.
All right, later. Peace out.